I woke up this morning wet and wanting. I wanted my pussy and ass stretched by your cock. I wanted to feel the hot pulses of your cum inside of me, marking me. I wanted to be plundered and claimed, to be rode hard and put away wet, as the saying goes. I wanted to be pounded so hard that I would feel that inner ache the whole day, and maybe even into the next, that told me I'd been used, and used well. I wanted all those things when I woke up this morning. I drifted into awareness slowly, luxuriating in the feel of the warm skin of your chest, where it was curled into my back. I was aware of your hair where it pressed into smooth skin, and the feel of your weight as you lay half over me. Not enough weight to be unpleasant, just enough that I'm hyper-aware of your presence as I slowly wake at the beginning of a new day. I feel you stir beside me, your hands coming around me to pull me closer into the frame of your embrace. You pull me against the hardening length of your cock and press your hips forward to announce its intentions. Your hands begin to wander over my body. You cup my tits and twist my nipples hard enough that I gasp and then moan. And I hear and feel the rumble of your laughter through my skin. Your hands slide over the skin of my stomach and hips. I feel you claiming territory through your sliding hands. I'm your conquered land, and you are my lord. Your head nestles into the crook of my neck, where my skin is so very sensitive, and I arch into your lips. I feel your smile against that sensitive skin, and then I am flying through the air as you flip me over and then slide me under your masculine frame. I look into your face and laugh through the gasp that you had stirred through your swift motions. Just that quick, I'm under your spell again, looking into that face so beautiful to me, because it is the face of my lover, the face of my beloved. Your face bends to suck my breast into your mouth, and I feel the sweet nip of pain as your teeth bite down with exquisite pressure. I do not know how you manage to straddle those fences of pain and pleasure with such skill, but you do, and I am ever in awe of your prowess. The feel of your lips and tongue, the warmth of your mouth, and you nibble and suckle and bite, and my breasts feel so good that it draws another moan from my mouth. A moan of mingled desire and encouragement, and you answer my moan by sliding down my body until I feel the hot kiss of your breath at my pussy. You hover there for what feels like an eternity as I whimper at the teasing caress of your hot breath. Please, babe. Even to my own ears, my words sound broken and pleading as they are gasped from beneath my lips. My hips want to arch up to meet your mouth, but your hands are holding them down, and I feel the power in your fingers. Finally, I feel the touch of your tongue as you toy with the opening of my pussy. I'm suddenly thankful for waxing and the fact that there is nothing separating my skin from the touch of your tongue. I moan, longingly as you toy with my clitoring and slowly tongue me and tease me. Your touch is too light to ever make me come, but pressure enough to ramp up my desires slowly and flood my pussy with wetness as I beg you for a stronger caress. I feel your fingers spread my labia, and the flat of your tongue start slow and swipe with long, flat-tongued licks, until you finally reach my clit, and I feel your pointed tongue swirl around the swollen, aching nub, and then playfully wander off to lick and nibble at the opening of my sex while I growl in frustration. This makes you chuckle, and I buck against your face in an effort to force more pressure against my sensitive flesh. I know you love it when I grind my pussy into your face and mark you with my scent, and I hear you moan against my tissues as I press up and grind and rub my pussy all over your face. I feel as your tongue quickens and strengthens its caresses. You pick up my hips and hold me high and taut, and fuck my pussy with your tongue as I try to buck against your hands. Every few moments I feel your tongue slide up and quickly flick at my clit, and then go back to fucking my hole with your tongue. You do it again and again and again. And I slowly climb a mountain of sensation, and feel my body tightening as it grows closer to the edge, spiraling up with impossible slowness as I keen and pant, and then suddenly I hit my peak, and I am crying out your name as you feel the flutter of my release against your lips and tongue. You lighten up your touch when you feel me come, but you continue to softly lick me clean. You climb up my body, and I lift my head to take your lips, and taste myself as our tongues tangle slow and sweet and tender. My hands wander down and tangle in the dark hair that covers your chest in crisp curls. And then I wander lower and feel the hot, smooth, silky skin of your cock as my hand closes over it and slides down its length. I push you back into the bed and crawl between your legs, and my mouth waters with anticipation as I settle myself between your thighs and rub my hair and face on your legs and groin, before I finally begin to cover your cock with soft, sweet, closed-mouth kisses all along its length, sliding soft lips against the even softer skin of your cock. As I work you over with just the skin of my lips, I feel you grow even harder, impossibly hard, and all the while silky soft. My moan meets yours as finally I open my lips to take you into me and welcome you into the haven of my mouth. My mouth is always wet and willing, and having you inside me, stretching out my lips and pushing down my tongue, feels so incredibly right, and I moan again, and the vibration of that against your cock makes you arch into my mouth to gather the sensation home. I feel your fingers spread through my hair and clutch at my head as you begin to fuck my mouth with short, smooth strokes. I focus on relaxing my mouth and lean into your body and just feel the joy that glides over me and covers me like a blanket. As I think about being used to bring you pleasure. My pussy wakes again, and I moan my pleasure against the length of your cock as you begin to move faster and stroke deeper. You are so gentle, yet firm, and when I gag as your cock hits the back of my throat, you pause to help me adjust to the sensation as I struggle to accommodate your cock. I can feel your cock swelling bigger, and I hear your breathing speed up as you approach your release and my hands reach up and cradle your ass and hips, clinging to them and digging my fingers into your firm flesh as your arousal fuels the flames of my own and makes it rise like phoenix and fly again. I want to push my fingers into my aching, weeping pussy, but that would distract me from the sensation of feeling you come apart in my hands and mouth. And so I cling to you instead until I feel that final swell of warning and then taste the hot and bitter taste of your cum. I drink it down and continue to lick and soothe your cock as you soften in my mouth. When you're soft, I crawl back up your body and you pull me close again and kiss me. And again, our tongues tangle and our tastes mesh, and I can feel sleep pulling us down again as we enjoy the warmth of each other's arms and bodies. I sigh with contentment and cuddle in for a morning nap with my lover.